You know that feeling when you buy a stack of books, you put them on your nightstand, and somehow you just feel smarter because they're sitting there?
Oh, yeah, the illusion of learning by osmosis.
Exactly. But here's the thing. That pile of unread books is basically the state of modern education and corporate training.
Totally. We are just drowning in PDFs, compliance manuals, lecture notes.
We have infinite information, but a huge, huge bottleneck when it comes to actually processing it into something, learnable.
It's the classic production gap. We've solved distribution. I can email a textbook to 1,000 people in a second,
Right.
but I can't force them to read it or understand it or retain it.
And that is exactly what we're digging into today. We're doing something a little different. We're taking two very different pieces of the tech puzzle and kind of smashing them together to see what
A
happens.
theoretical integration, my favorite kind of deep dive.
So in one corner, we have EdBase. If you work in education or HR, you might have heard of them.
They're a pretty heavy hitter, used by what, over 1,000 schools and businesses?
In 16 countries, yeah. They bill themselves as an end-to-end digital exam solution.
Right, so think of EdBase as the gatekeeper. They handle the testing, the grading, the security. They make sure you know what you're supposed to know.
Okay, and in the other corner, we have the challenger, Auto Content API.
Which is more of an engine.
Yeah, an industrial engine for content transformation. The whole pitch is that it's a notebook LM API alternative.
So you feed it raw data text, URLs, anything, and it spits out podcasts, videos, quizzes.
And study guides. So EdBase is the platform that tests knowledge.
And auto content is the engine that creates the material to be tested on.
The mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you combine them. Does this API turn EdBase from just a testing platform into a generative learning machine?
Well, that's the big question. Because if this works, we aren't just talking about saving time, we're talking about a whole new content transformation paradigm.
What do you mean by that?
Imagine that unread stack of books on your nightstand, suddenly turning itself into a podcast, a quiz, and a video series while you sleep. That's the scale we're talking about.
Okay, let's start with the current reality then. If I'm a user on EdBase right now, let's say I'm a university professor or an HR director, what's my life like?
Your life is structured. Very structured. EdBase is fantastic at the logistics of assessment.
Yeah.
Their big thing is their lockdown browser.
Yeah.
If a student tries to, alt tab to Google an answer during a final, the system just shuts it down.
So it's a digital fortress, great for integrity.
Absolutely. And they provide these visually rich reports. So you don't just get a pass fail, you get a real breakdown of skills.
Right.
They even call their teacher users masterminds, which tells you who they see as the hero of the story.
I do like being called a mastermind. But here's the catch. They claim to save users up to 55% of their time.
Which is a huge number.
It is. I'm always skeptical when I see a percentage that high. Where is that time actually coming from?
It's a fair skepticism. And when you dig into it, that 55% is almost entirely on the back end.
What do you mean?
It's auto grading, it's
Yeah.
administrative filing. It's the fact that you don't have to manually mark 100 different test papers.
Okay, so the machine checks the test, but who writes the test?
You do. The teacher,
Right.
the mastermind, and that's the bottleneck. The input is still totally manual.
Right.
Think about it. You want to test your team on a new 50-page compliance PDF. You have to
Okay.
read the PDF, understand the nuance, write a question, write the correct answer.
And then the hardest part, write three distractor answers that are wrong but sound plausible.
Oh, that's the worst. It's an art form. It takes hours.
It really does.
It's a manual craft. And this is where the integration with Auto Content API gets really, really interesting. It targets that input friction.
Okay, so walk me through this. I'm that professor. I have a PDF on, say, the economic impact of the Roman Senate. Instead of typing out questions, what do I do?
In this new world, you'd use what they call their quizzes endpoint. You just drag that PDF into the EdBase dashboard.
And then what?
The API analyzes the text, not just keyword matching, but like semantic understanding, and generates structured quiz questions for you automatically.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate. Is the AI actually smart enough to do this? Or am I going to get questions like, the Roman Senate was A, good, B, bad, or C, a sandwich?
That's the fear, right?
Right.
But looking at the API specs, it's designed to parse complexity. It's meant for deep research. So it creates the question, the correct answer, and those tricky distractors, all based on the actual text.
So it's reading for context, not just words.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it returns the data in a structured format like JSON that EdBase can instantly just populate into its exam interface.
So that 55% time savings we talked about.
You're pushing that closer to 90, maybe 95%. You move from being a creator to just being a reviewer.
That's a massive shift. I go from being a writer to an editor.
Precisely. And the cost. The cost makes this feasible at scale. They talk about radical efficiency. It's all based on a credit model.
Give me a sense of the scale here. Are we talking hundreds of dollars per exam?
Not even close. On their amateur plan, generating 100 quizzes costs something like 10 credits.
10 credits.
We're talking pennies. It costs less to generate an entire exam than to buy a coffee.
Okay, so that solves the teacher's Sunday night problem. No more staying up late writing questions. But what about the student side?
Right.
Because EdBase is currently just where you go to take the test. It's the place of judgment.
Which is stressful. It's not a place for learning. It's a place for proving.
But AutoContent pitches itself as that Notebook LM API alternative.
Yeah.
And that tool, it turns text into audio, right?
It creates audio overviews, yeah. And this is where the integration could fundamentally change what EdBase even is.
Paint the picture for me.
Okay. So imagine a student, let's call him Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Alex has a huge biology final on EdBase this Friday. Normally, he'd be staring at a textbook, eyes glazing over.
Been there.
But with this integration, EdBase now offers a study mode. The API takes that biology textbook and generates a podcast.
A podcast about mitochondria.
But not a boring lecture. The API supports what they call multi-voice dynamics. It simulates two AI agents, kind of like us discussing the material.
So they banter, they ask each other questions.
Yeah, they clarify difficult points. The source material argues it significantly increases retention because we're wired for conversation, not monologues.
So Alex can listen to a conversation about cell division while he's at the gym.
Exactly. The material becomes, well, bingeable.
Bingeable biology. That's a brand new sentence.
But it makes sense, doesn't it? EdBase stops being just the place Alex gets tested. It becomes the place Alex actually learns. It turns the platform from an adversary into a tutor.
I can see that. It meets the student where they actually are, which is usually with headphones in, multitasking.
It's all about accessibility. Turning a dense academic paper into a digestible audio summary just opens it up for so many more people.
Now let's talk visuals. EdBase promises visually amazing exams and enhanced multimedia.
Which, let's be honest, usually just means a blurry JPEG of a map.
Right. Pretty low effort.
But AutoContent API has an explainer video endpoint that could just blow that wide open.
Okay. How does that work? Are we talking about generating like full Hollywood movies here?
No. It's built for short, high-impact content, 60 to 90 seconds. You feed it a text or a URL, and it generates a video with an AI avatar.
An avatar.
Yeah. You can choose a professional woman, a casual speaker, and it's all fully lip-synced with subtitles.
So let's take a hard concept, like how GPS triangulation works.
Perfect example. Reading about time dilation and satellites is abstract.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine opening your EdBase exam, and right before the question appears, there's a 60-second video where an avatar visually demonstrates how it all works.
So the video teaches you, and then the question tests you.
Exactly. The exam itself becomes a learning moment.
But hold on, video is expensive. If I want a custom video for every single question on a physics exam, that's going to bankrupt the school district. A decent explainer video costs, what, $500 to produce?
At least, if you're hiring a human. But this is where the economics of the API just completely changed the game.
What do you mean?
It's cost arbitrage. The price difference is just astronomical. Generating that video via the API costs around 400 credits.
And what's that in real money?
On their business plan.
Yeah.
We were talking about a few euros, maybe $4 or $5.
$4 versus 500.
It changes the math completely.
Yeah.
Suddenly, having a custom video for every single concept isn't a luxury. It's just standard.
That brings up a huge point about EdBase's global footprint. They're in 16 countries. That's a lot of languages to manage.
It is. And usually, language is the hard limit for education software. You build a great curriculum in London, and it's useless in Tokyo without a fortune in translation.
And it's so slow. By the time you translate the textbook, the science has already changed.
Exactly. But AutoContent API supports over 50 languages.
50.
So imagine a global campus scenario. A professor at Oxford creates a course on EdBase in English. He uploads his videos, his notes, his quizzes.
And then a student in Madrid logs in.
The API integration kicks in. It doesn't just translate the text. It resynthesizes the audio and video. The AI avatar in the explainer video is now speaking fluent Spanish. The podcast is in Spanish. The quiz is in Spanish.
Okay, that's really impressive. But does it capture the nuance? I mean, we've all seen those terrible automatic translations.
That's always the risk. But modern models are getting so much better at context. And remember, EdBase is often testing technical, knowledge math, science, compliance.
True. A math equation is a math equation in any language.
Right. This allows EdBase to basically multiply their total addressable market instantly. They don't need to hire local content teams in 16 countries. The software does the heavy lifting.
I want to pivot to the corporate side for a minute. We've talked a lot about schools, but EdBase is huge for HR.
Oh, yeah. Corporate training is arguably a bigger market. And the pain points are different. It's not about grades. It's about time to productivity.
And making new hires feel welcome. Which brings us to the voice cloning feature. The source material mentions something called the CEO paradox.
Right. The CEO paradox is simple. The CEO is the most important voice in the company.
And also the person with the least amount of time to actually record anything.
Exactly. So every new hire gets a generic welcome to the company PDF that they just ignore.
So what's the alternative here?
Well, imagine the CEO records one 30-second audio sample. That's it. EdBase integrates that voice profile via the AutoContent API.
I think I see where this is going.
An HR manager is setting up onboarding for the new engineering team. They type a script. Welcome to the engineering team, Sarah. We're so glad to have you. They click generate.
And Sarah hears the CEO in his own voice welcoming her by name to her specific department.
And the CEO was on a plane to Dubai when it happened.
Okay, I have to stop you. That is cool, but is it also a little creepy? Headless content production using someone's actual voice?
It definitely walks a fine line. But from an efficiency standpoint, It's unbeatable. It allows for personalized connection at a scale that is humanly impossible.
I guess as long as they know it's an AI, it's okay. It shows effort, even if the effort is automated.
And for the HR managers, there's another killer feature. Deep research.
How does that apply to HR?
Compliance. All the boring stuff that gets companies sued, GDPR updates, safety regulations, all that.
And usually some poor HR person has to scour the web to see if the laws have changed.
Right. But the deep research endpoint can browse the web. So EdBase could set up a recurring task. Check for updates to California labor law every Monday.
And if it finds a change?
It generates a summary and a new compliance quiz for the staff. The system is self-healing. It updates its own curriculum based on the real world.
This all sounds incredible, but I keep coming back to the user. EdBase users are teachers and HR managers. They are not developers.
That's the critical question.
When we start throwing around terms like API endpoints and JSON, are we losing them? Is this too technical?
It would be, yeah. If you needed to know Python to use this, it would fail. But the AutoContent source emphasizes that while they are API first, they integrate with no-code platforms.
Things like Make.com and Zapier.
Exactly. The integration would happen under the hood. The teacher wouldn't see JSON data. They would just see a button that says, generate quiz from file.
It's like a ghost kitchen for a restaurant. You know,
that's a perfect analogy.
You order a burger on an app. You don't see the chef. You don't see the kitchen. You just get the food.
That's it. AutoContent is the ghost kitchen. EdBase is the delivery app. The teacher just orders the burger, the quiz, and it appears. They don't need to know how the stove works.
So putting it all together, if EdBase adopts this, if they really integrate this engine, what do they become?
They evolve. Right now, EdBase is a tool for verifying knowledge. It's a ruler. We use it to measure people.
A very efficient ruler.
A very efficient one, yes. But with this, they become a tool for generating knowledge. They become the printing press, the radio station, and the film studio, all inside the exam hall.
It gives them infinite production capacity.
That's the phrase to remember. Production capacity is the hard limit on education. We can't clone teachers.
Yeah.
We can't film enough videos. But this API effectively gives you infinite capacity.
Which leads to a final, slightly provocative thought.
Go on.
If the software creates the course material, generates the study guide, creates the test, and grades the test, What is the teacher doing?
I think the teacher finally gets to do the job they actually signed up for.
Which is?
Mentorship. If all the drudgery of content creation and grading is handled by the machine, the teacher shifts from being a content dispenser to being a guide.
So they can stop worrying about writing multiple choice questions.
And start asking, why did you answer that way? What part of this don't you understand?
So the machine handles the data transfer. The human handles the wisdom transfer.
Exactly. It doesn't replace the teacher. It liberates them.
I like that. It's an optimistic view of automation. It's not removing the human. It's removing the robot work from the human.
Precisely.
Well, this has been a fascinating look at this theoretical integration. Whether you're an EdBase user or just someone trying to get through a stack of PDFs, there's a lot to think about here.
Indeed. The tools are changing, and they are changing fast.
Thanks for diving in with us. Let us know what you think. Would you trust a podcast generated by an AI to teach you biology? We'll catch you on the next deep dive.